How has your mental health been lately? Do you feel burdened or overwhelmed? What about your finances? Do you find yourself living from paycheck to paycheck and working more than one job? If so, I have a solution for you. Visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to view content focused on the importance of putting yourself first as the key to unwrapping wellness. Plus, discover potential part or full-time career opportunities available and connect with the best financial experts to meet your financial goals. Again, visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to connect and unwrap your wellness now.
What's good, my soul and substance fam? Let me start off by saying your girl is sick. So please forgive me for sounding congested, a little stuffy, but it's that time of the year where allergies are just, I don't know. I feel like in years past, I have never been allergic to like pollen. Like I'm always one of those who definitely didn't suffer from allergies, but this year is on a whole different level. I know that meteorologists have said that due to our warm winter that we had, especially here in the DMV, that the pollen is just disrespectful this year around. So that's probably what's because of it. But like I said, I am sick. I am under the weather, but that did not stop me from coming to you guys with another podcast episode. How are you guys doing? How are you feeling? Today's episode, I really wanted to tackle this certain topic that I heard on a recent podcast that I faithfully listened to. Like, you know, like I say, I love to support other people as well as other podcasters because you learn so much from each other. And this is the Dear Future Wifey podcast that I listen to on a regular basis. And the host, Lateris R. Whitfield, like, he is so cool. He's so dope. And he takes us on this journey as he finds his future wife. And the whole premise of it is he writes letters, or he has this box of letters that he writes to his future wife. And each episode, he doesn't like physically write a letter, but that is the whole idea of it. And as well as having people on the show to talk about their own experiences with marriage, love, sometimes divorce. Like, he's also been someone who's been divorced, you know, infidelity, loss, like various topics under the whole love, relationship, and marriage umbrella. And he had a specific live broadcast that he had back in Atlanta, Georgia, about a month ago now, where he had a panel of singles. And the panel, majority of them are celebrities, people that we know of or we've heard of. And within this whole live broadcast, we're not going to talk about the whole entire thing, so sorry y'all, but this was a particular point that three individuals had expanded on in this episode, and I wanted to bring to you guys about because I wanted to share my thoughts, but wanted to know what y'all guys thought too. So I wanted to just introduce you to the three people who will, you know, you'll be familiar with their voices in a bit. And one is Stephen LaBassier. He is a YouTuber, relationship coach. Like, if you are familiar with, and everyone, you know, for the most part is familiar with YouTube, but he always has like a, you know, what do men look for, or, you know, like women should be this way. Like, he's not a misogynist in any way, but he's someone who talks about love and relationship a lot. Like I said, he's a relationship coach and type of like a go-to person where you can get tips, especially from a, you know, if you're looking for love, of course, you want to, you know, look out for Stephen LaBassier. The other gentleman who I want to highlight is Christian Keys. He is an actor, very, very attractive, fine man. I'm being very, very professional, but he is very, very attractive. He is the actor, written a few things. I don't know many of the films that he's been in, but if you were to see him, like, I've seen him in, you know, movies that I've seen, but he's a really good actor. As well as a young lady, Stacey J. Johnson. She is a relationship coach as well, She's the new host of Put a Ring on It on OWN. Anyone who's familiar with that show, you know that she replaced former relationship coach and guru Nicole, Dr. Nicole. So these are three individuals who expand on this particular topic, and we are just going to go ahead and dissect it.
Hi, I'm Nicole Ebanks. I'm the host of Soul and Substance, the podcast. I'm also a journalist and a blogger, and I'm going to carry you through conversation where we're going to talk about those in-depth topics, those topics we're all afraid to talk about. I can guarantee you transparency, honesty, and pure realness because the perspectives come from my own, celebrities, locals, and you especially. Soul and Substance starts right now.
Let me ask you, Stefan, what are you looking for in a wife?
I mean, there's a lot of things we can list. The word that comes to mind is always feminine energy. That's what's extremely important to me.
Why is that so important?
Because to me, the foundation of feminine energy sets the table in the household. I believe that the woman's energy can dictate the energy of the home. So when they say happy wife, happy life, I think some people misconstrue that as just do what the woman says. But I view it as, no, when you pour into a woman who truly loves you, she becomes 10 times more that woman. And so, to me, it's important to create the environment that allows her to rest in her feminine energy, but she has to know how to do that, because there's a lot of women who they're waiting, they're saying, well, when I meet that man, I will be feminine. But the reality is, if you don't exude it, you won't attract that man.
Woo! There it is. There it is.
So you got to start with that. And there are men who desire that, who are willing to provide for a woman. You know, everybody has different things. Like Travis mentioned, it's what's best for each household. Some people may want 50-50. And you got to be real with yourself about what you're okay with. Because the only thing, this is not to say anything against 50-50, but what I have noticed in coaching couples is sometimes women will embrace 50-50 because they have the mindset of, I don't want to rely on a man. But they don't really like their job. They're not really happy on that path. They really want to be home with the kids and family. And so over time, that job becomes very stressful, and it starts to transfer a lot of negative energy into the home. And not only that, the burden of the job, the burden of other aspects that she has to handle on top of that, starts to cause her to be able to give less in other areas that are important to that man. So it might be sexually, it might be just attention overall. So you got to be careful of, what do we need to create the environment that we can pour into each other consistently and sustain this?
Okay. What is it about this word feminine energy? I feel like I hear this all the time now. Like, when did this begin? When did this start? Because I feel like as women, we have always exuded our femininity. That could just be me. However, I understand completely based off of Steven's response how feminine energy may have been lost. But let me start off with the beginning of his statement. I like that he was honest when Letaris asked him, what is he looking for in a partner or his wife, you know? And he said that, yes, feminine energy. But he acknowledged a role of a man in order for that to truly come alive within a relationship. I like that he didn't put all the pressure on a woman to be in that space, where he too took the role of, how can I be a supportive, loving partner in order for her to be her true self? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of times when we answer the age-old question, what are you looking for? We're trying to look for what the other person can do for me, and not necessarily putting to light how we can come along and support that, or how you as a person can, you know, ultimately attract that type of person that you want in a partner. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't be feminine, you know, biologically he can't do that, but he wants that in a partner because he knows what that can do to a relationship. You know what I mean? A woman who can be feminine and, you know, allows a man to, you know, be there for her and to shower her if he so willingly wants to. But he also made a good point that every relationship is different. And I think for me, I compare myself a lot to other people, and I know that's something that I have been working on. But every relationship is different. What works for so-and-so may not work for you. And I think it's important for each one of us to realize, what do we want? I had a conversation with a friend recently, and I asked them, I said, what do you, and I quoted their name, I said, what do you want? Do you have that on paper? Do you truly know what it is? Or is it that because society says we have to have this certain thing in an apartment, or society says we have to have this in a relationship, that this is what we should want? Like, I feel like I am, since I'm doing the internal work, I know I have mentioned to you guys recently that I am in therapy, because I want to know, what is it about Nicole? What are the root things that I am still dealing with that can possibly damage or could halt me being with somebody in a healthy way? You know what I mean? So I want to do the internal work, and I'm doing that now. But as I'm doing that, I am realizing the things that I am not gonna stand for. I am gonna put my foot down, and some things that I want, some things that I desire in a partner, in a mate. And it's okay if the society doesn't think that's all right. Like, okay, I'm not saying this is me. But if it is me, y'all should be judging your sis. But if I was someone who was okay with inviting another person into the bedroom, we're talking about threesomes here, you know what I mean? If me and my partner were okay with that, but yet society is here saying, okay, don't invite anyone into your household, or even some, you know, religious individuals will say, like, oh no, you're just, you know, inviting the enemy into your marriage or your relationship. Like, do you know what you're doing? But if this is what me and my partner have agreed on, we're okay with it, we are honest with each other and that this is what we want, then we're gonna do us, because we know who we are individually, and, you know, we are okay with this. But if I'm gonna tell my girlfriend to do the same, that may not work for her. That may not work for her and her man. Maybe they're like, they're not, you know, they can't truly just be in the act and not think of the other repercussions of it. Like, everybody's different. That might have been an extreme example. But if, okay, if your role, like, okay, Steven had said that he wants his wife, his girlfriend, his partner to exude feminine energy. Maybe you are okay with your wife or girlfriend being the one who is more dominant, who has masculine entities. One of the things that Steven had hit on is that, or I think I'll save that point for later on, but I think it's important for us to know what we want before we say that we're gonna be with somebody. Because, and that took me a while for me to understand that. Like, I know for years people would always say, like, do you know yourself, and I'm just like, what does that mean? But everybody emphasized how important it is, and I'm truly realizing that you have to know the good, the bad, the ugly about yourself, so that when you're with so-and-so, like I said, you know what you're going to tolerate, you know what you're not going to tolerate, you know what you like, what you're looking for, and you're going to stand on that. Those non-negotiables, you know for certain what those things are. And again, you know exactly, and what Steven was touching on, you have to exude that. I know for me, like, one of the qualities that I want in a man is I want someone who is consistent. Am I consistent? Can I honestly say that I am consistent in areas of my life? I want a man who practices self-control. You know what I mean? Like, of course, there are other beautiful women out here in this world. I'm not the only gorgeous one out here, even though, you know. But seriously, like, he's going to find other women attractive, but I want him to have the control to keep it in his pants for me. you know, to really hone in and have that discipline that he's not going to act on his temptations or, you know, how he feels about another woman physically. He's not going to always act on it. But am I practicing self-control when it comes to eating? You know, I love food. Do I have a cutoff? Like, there are things that you have to exude in order to attract it. It's just scientifically proven. And yes, you may not have that quality when you meet so-and-so, you meet that person, and yet they bring it out you. Like Stephen was saying, it's like he has to have room to allow her to, you know, be feminine, you know, take care of things for her, you know, spoil her in areas. Like if she doesn't want to work, give her that opportunity. If financially you're there, give her that opportunity to allow her to just kick up her feet and just be with the kids or just be at home, or give her a day off, spoil her with the mani and pedi. You know, we have to be in a space where what we're asking for, we're willing to be able to reciprocate that or be in the environment to allow someone to be what you want them to be.
Because a lot of women have had to, unfortunately, be the man in certain relationships.
Right.
Because, you know, that what you said sparked something. I've experienced that, and it's like, wait, let me, you know, can I get the door? Can I do the stuff that a man is supposed to, or the stuff that I crave to do? One. Two, you don't have to be that in this space.
Right.
You can be the other amazing parts of what you want to be, what you crave to be. But I don't need you to be the man in this space. Let me be the protector. You can be strong. But I feel like a woman's place, and hear the whole thing before you throw anything at me. I feel like a woman's place, a woman needs to know her place. And I believe a woman's place is next to the right person. I feel like God took Eve and built Eve from Adam's rib. He didn't get her from a heel bone. So you're not supposed to be under your man.
Yeah.
He didn't pull her from the skull. So you're not supposed to be domineering and running everything. I think my woman's place is my teammate. You are my bulletproof vest. I am yours. You are right here. If I'm out of pocket, you let me know. And vice versa. I think it's a 50-50. I'm with the 50-50.
One thing I love about my phlebotomy job, and I talk about this a lot, but I'm going to explain to you why, y'all. I learn a lot from my patients. They all have a story, and I live for a good story. I had a patient recently, and he was telling me about, you know, he's going to go home and help his wife. And I had asked, you know, what is the secret to a healthy marriage, a long-lasting healthy marriage? And he said, and of course, he said the happy wife, happy life, but he gave a twist to it. He was like, we're a team. It's not like I do everything that she says and there is no rebuttal, but we are partners in this. Like, you have to be a team. And the voice that you just heard was of Christian Keys. And although he my boo, so I just have grown to really love him. But this, I'm not being biased in my response, but when he brings up the whole fact that, you know, with Adam and Eve and how Eve came about was from Adam's rib, whether you believe, whether you're a Christian follower or not, it's a good analogy in that whoever you decide to be with, they are your partner. You are side by side with each other. Not one is better than the other. No one is inferior versus the other person. And when he started off his response about saying, can I give me the space to want to open the door for you? Can I carry this for you? Can I be there for you? Can I serve you? You know, you can be strong. And I love the fact that he was saying that, you know, I want, the fact that he was like, he is allowing his woman to be strong, right? And I'm gonna get to that strong piece. The fact that he's allowing his woman to be strong, he's allowing her to be herself. Yes, he has these qualities that he wants in his partner, but he's allowing her to be herself. But he's just asking, is there room for me to be present? Is there room for me to be there for you? And I know that as women, we have society has a, because we go through a lot as women. We do. I said this a couple episodes ago. Like, we've been through a lot. And so we have this masculine energy within us that we have to be strong. We have to not show our emotions because society believes that we're always going to cry at the drop of a hat. Like, we always have to be independent and not rely on a man. And because we've been through so much, even relationships when a man has dogged us out, we have to have this wall up and do everything for ourselves. And sometimes, you know, we grew up in single parent households where mom, we've seen her do it all, and we feel like, okay, we've carried on that same attitude. And not to say that being independent as a woman is a bad thing, but we should allow our true feelings to come about. When we are tired, let us be tired. Let us allow a man to carry our bags, to open our door, to, you know, if, you know, there's kids in the situation, let them take over and, you know, look after the kids, or, you know, do something that, and I'm not saying it to build their ego, but ladies, let's allow a man to take care of us. There are some men out here that they want to do for you, and it's not to boost their ego, even though there are some men out here that does it for them. Doing those certain things makes them feel like a man. I'm not talking about that, but I think we have to acknowledge when we need a man around, and not sugarcoat it. I'm trying to look for the word, but kind of like, okay, I really want a man in this moment, but I'm going to do it myself. Like, we always try to find excuses of what we truly want just to show that we're not bothered that we don't have someone, or we're just sick and tired of just being strong in the moment. And there are plenty of times now where it's like, why do we have to be strong? Especially as Black women, we're always called upon to be strong. Why can't we allow our man, husband, partner, whoever that might be that for us? And I'm sorry, like, being on dates recently where men have, I recently went on a date this year, and the guy was like, you know, I was putting on my coat, getting ready to pack up my, you know, carry my doggy bag out of there. And he was like, you won't even allow me to be a gentleman. And it's not because, you know, I saw him reaching out to help me with my coat. It's just that I am used to doing things on my own. I have yet to experience prior to that moment a guy willing to do those things for me. So naturally, but it's not that, oh, I'm upset, I'm gonna, you know, do everything on my own. No, it's just, it's in our nature that we don't see that a lot. And I feel like, as, you know, men, y'all gotta show it. You gotta show that you're willing to be there for us and wanna do the gentleman things. Like, chivalry, I don't believe chivalry is dead, as much as it's, you don't see it as much. But you guys have to do your part too, to allow us to know that it's safe to be relaxed in the moment and to just let you guys do what you want to do and take care of us. And, you know, towards the end of that date, I did purposely put my hands in my coat to allow, you know, this gentleman to open the door for me, to carry my doggy bag, to open up the doors for me. I allowed him to do that because I've been used to doing it so much that when he said it, I was like, okay, let me see what you're going to do. And he did it. And it's, again, it's a team, two-way street. It's a partnership.
I wanted the men to speak to the red pill community. And the red pill community is that community that always attacking women like crazy on social media. And so now I want y'all to be the voice to the pink pill community. And so we're gonna unpack this. So Stacey, go and lead us off. I was gonna ask you, what do you desire in a man? But you feel like you're about to say something else.
I wanted to piggyback off of what Christian said, and the reason why is the woman that Stefan and Christian said they wanted, you don't become that when a man shows up in your life. You're that before he right. shows up. So what does that mean when your body says you're tired and you want to keep working? You listen and you yield to your body and you rest. right? So that feminine energy comes before he shows up. When your children are saying, mommy, I need, and you're tired, you say, baby, mommy has to rest. I can't do that right now. You don't overdo things. You see what I'm saying? But that has to start before he gets there. You're self-caring yourself to death. Right. And it's more than brunch and eating out and going to the lounge with your friends, right? So you loving yourself, you're yielding to your spirit, you're listening to God speak to you and tell you when is enough to when to drink your water, so that when that king comes in and he speaks like Christian and Stefan and Travis and my friend Willie Moore Jr. I want to say the whole thing. Yeah, you know, and LaParis, you know what that energy feels like because you've been listening to the God within you.
Yeah.
Stacey, speak, sis, speak. Yes, she's absolutely right. Like I said earlier in this episode, it is very important to be what you're asking for. You have to be before someone comes. Right now, I am dating. I am not exclusive to anyone yet. In the midst of me dating, though, I am doing the self work for myself. I'm not doing it to, you know, attract somebody or to the goal of a man. You know what I mean? I think we have to listen to ourselves and do the self work, you know, along with living our life. But she made a good point. Acknowledging when you need a break, acknowledging when you just need to step away, and it's not always brunch. It's not always going out to the lounge and club. Like, that, those are great things, and those are also moments too, but it is important to realize when you are burnt out. How do you feed yourself when you are burnt out? Do you rest, or do you just keep going? Because what's going to happen is you're burnt out and you're going to keep going. You're going to start to look at said partner, man, woman, whatever, to be that reason for you. Hear me out. I have been praying that my partner, I'm telling you all my secrets, I've been praying that my partner is intuitive. I want them to be able to realize when something's wrong with me and to step in, okay? I have realized that no one reads minds. No one reads minds. We can understand body language. And men, please excuse me for what I'm about to say. You guys, you're pretty simple people. You're pretty simple people, straightforward, right? What you see. But even what's maybe obvious, you guys may not necessarily pick on or know how to address it. So as much as I am praying for a man who is intuitive, who can see when something is wrong, and yes, not saying that you guys aren't, you're clueless and to know, like, when I'm sad, you're not going to be able to see it. No. But unless I say, hey, babe, I need help, or babe, I'm not okay, you're not going to know what's wrong or how to truly be of service to me. And I have to practice that. And so if I'm just burnt out, going through stuff, and I'm waiting for my partner to step in and be my rescue, that may not happen because I'm not vocalizing it. And so what's going to happen is I'm mad at you, who don't know what's going on with me. You're not speaking to my needs. You're not helping me. And they don't know what's going on. And that's unfair. So what I have to do now, and Stacey made a great example of it, when you are tired, when you're fed up, when you need a break, you book a trip, you go for a walk, you go to a yoga class, you speak to a therapist, you speak to, you know, trustworthy girlfriends or a confidant. You go to a safe space and you take a break so that when you are in a relationship, you know how to vocalize it, one. You know what to do and you know what to ask for. Some partners, like, again, I have gotten to a space where I started speaking life into men. I know that it's easy with these terrible dating streets to be on the bandwagon and start to say, well, all men are dogs. Men don't, you know, they just do the bare minimum. there are not any good men out here. I used to be the one who used to say, all men are liars. Like, I would say it would roll off of my tongue. And if men, if I'm in a group of women and we all bashing men, I would be on that same time too. It wasn't until recently, for the past several months, where I started to speak life and say, no, not all men are dogs. There are men out here who are caring, who are supportive, who want to help, who want to be there for their parents, who be there for their partners, who want to be faithful, who are faithful. There are men out there, and so we have to start now. Like I said, I am not exclusive to anyone yet. But I have to believe, and I have to start speaking to Nicole's needs. So when I meet that person, they are attracted to the fact that I am independent enough to know when I need a break. And I'm, although I'm superwoman, I know when I need to kick up my feet and take a rest. And he knows how to speak to that as well. He, you know, like I said, there are men out here who want to dote on you. Sis, seriously. You've been through bad breakup after bad breakup, or you experienced horrible pain. I get it. It is real serious out here. But I want you to have the hope that there is a man out there, you know, and multiple men out here that want to shower you with unconditional love, grace, who want to be your safe space, wants you to talk to them, you know what I mean? Who are communicative, like they're out there. But it starts with us. And men for you too, you desire a certain woman, you have to be the person who can compliment that. You know what I mean? And it starts by you also doing the work. You know, seeking out healing. And, you know, when you need, when you're not, and men, I know it's hard. Society has made it difficult for you to express how you really feel publicly, and especially as a black man. There's not a space to do that. But go to people in your small community who you trust and explain that, like, hey, I'm not doing okay. So when said woman comes in your space to be there for you, to want to speak life into you, you're able to receive it and to open up. It's a two-way street. Like, again, it is, and like, you know, Christian has said in his last, in his piece, it's like, I want you to call me out on certain things. You know, we're not perfect. We're not, we can do all the self-work, but we're still parts of us that are lacking in. And when all of this self-work that we're doing, yes, we're attracting what we want, but even more than that, to the point where someone can see your flaws and want to help you grow and will, you know, what is the word? Call out things that you are doing wrong on, or, you know, that you need help with, that you were out of pocket for. You need all of that. But yeah, it starts with you truly being you, knowing who you are, knowing what you want, and write it on paper, and also knowing, yo, I'm tired. I want a break.
Jumping to the next question, I was gonna ask you, what is it that you're looking for in a husband? Because a lot of times what, and like the men we're talking about, what we hear on social media a lot is the finances. That a lot of women are talking about, I need a man to buy me this, I want this soft life, I don't want to do nothing, sit at home, pay for all this stuff. And so a lot of men, they feel inadequate to even approach y'all, and y'all want men to step to y'all, but they go, well, listen, if I'm not making X amount of money, why even ask you for your phone number? And so I talked to a lot of men that have said, yeah, Latarius, I would, you know, shoot my shot at different women, but she looked like she cost too much. You know, she looked like she expect too much. She looked like she wants me to pay all her bills. Or they'll go on a date with a woman, and then they are expecting said gentleman to pay all her bills, you know, just in the dating phase.
Well, for me, everything goes back to character. And I have 15 character traits, not personality, and I know them in my mind, right? So I want a man who is caring, understanding, trustworthy, dependable, inspiring, complimentary, enhancing, loves God, provider, protector, professor, honors me and cherishes me. You see, I know them inside my body because I carry them with me.
There it is.
I'm not going to a book. Let me get my journal here. Hey, I'm not doing
time.
That.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, no, no,
yeah.
No, 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 no.
Should she run it back? Yes or yes?
Yeah.
Caring, understanding,
Go ahead.
Karen understanding trust. Caring, understanding, trustworthy, dependable, inspiring, complimentary, enhancing, provider, protector, professor, honors me, cherishes me. You see, I know them because I walk them. I teach, be the love you want to attract. If I am the character of the man that I want to attract, that's the best of me, that's why I haven't gotten married, right? Then I have to be those character traits. And I measure him by how he shows up in his own life, not by how he shows up to me. I want to see what you're doing with the people around you that you say you care about, right? Good. So that is the man, that is first and foremost for me. I look at character, and I have and I walk in the character.
So let me ask you this, does money play a factor at all?
Money for me, no. Let me tell you why. Because I know that in the character, the man will make the money.
Okay, Whitney Gilbert. Okay, Whitney.
The fact that Stacey could list all of those character traits is phenomenal. And I need to take a page out of her book. And I hope that you are on the same level as Stacey and I'm just the only one here. A few weeks ago, I went to my first speed dating experience. And in the middle of one of my, you know, dates there, the host had asked me, what am I looking for? Like, I didn't have any guy to talk to. Of course, there's more women than men. And she came up to me in that rotation and she asked me, what was I looking for? Now, mind you, coming into this event, I didn't have any huge expectations. I was positive, I was hopeful, but again, wanted to just explore and have the experience of going speed dating. I knew, or I always knew in the back of my mind what I'm looking for. And with every dating experience, I even added to that list or taken away something, okay? Again, it all goes to what you want and what you don't want. And when she asked me this, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna quote. She had told me, like, you know, give me five things. I could not get the five things. And the fact that Stacey could, she didn't have a piece of paper in her hand. You guys can watch back this video. She did not have a piece of paper in her hand and she was able to list everything on her list in that speed and manner because she walks them. She definitely knows what she's asking for because she has it in her herself. And even if there is some things that she didn't know that she exuded herself, she knew exactly what she wanted. She wasn't on some guessing game. Like, I think for me, I was able to say, like, I want someone who's funny, intelligent, God-fearing. But the last two, I was really struggling. Whereas if I had a piece of paper in front of me, I would have known. You know what I mean? But I think it goes back to, you have to know what you're asking for because it has to be in your own day-to-day living. You have to have it in your character. And it's interesting that she brought up the point of, she's not looking those traits and how they are towards me, but is that man exuding those character traits on a daily basis to other people in their community, to their family, to their coworkers? And it's very true. I know men in the past, whenever they have said that, you know, if they were going to meet someone who I'm dating, they're not going to interrogate them. They're just going to talk and, you know, just see how they interact with people, because that says a lot about someone. When you get to the point where you're like, oh, what are your intentions? Someone has a ready-made list, has a ready-made speech that they're going to come to you, but how you act with people, it says a lot. And I know there was a guy, Joe, from a past podcast episode where I talked about my dating life. Joe was super, super sweet and kind and nice to me. But when we were out, there were certain people that he would be quick to be rude to, or just had a snappy attitude towards, or just plain old mean. And although he was great to me, I want you to be kind to other people, you know what I mean? So it goes back to what, like, it's great that you're asking for all these qualities in a person so they can be that way to you and of service to yourself, but, you know, we gotta make sure that what we're looking for, this person is that person without you. On a regular day, they are that caring person. They are a generous person, kind, sweethearted, family-oriented, funny. They're not just telling you these corny jokes for your benefit and to make you laugh. They are this person on a regular basis.
Jesse. You know what? Can I go back to femininity for a moment? Because what I have found, and I'm going to tell you what I'm looking for in a guy, but what I have found is that a lot of the men today, what they think femininity is what their mama was doing, which was their mom was constantly on her bare feet, cooking, cleaning. When your dad came in, hi, baby, what you want? You know, like she was always waiting and serving on everybody, right? And I'm not saying that's not a good thing, but you have to be realistic that a lot of you guys' mothers, they were taking care of everyone and nobody was taking care of them. Okay?
Hold on, I want to stop right there. I want to ask this real quick. Mm-hmm. So she said this is what men think. Men, do y'all think that? Yes or no? No.
No, no. First of all, so go back to what I said. I said what I have found.
That most men feel.
I didn't say that this is not what men think. I said what I have found. So I'm talking about my experience.
That most men feel
is that
like
most, feminine. And then you're speaking about the red pill community.
Right.
A lot of them say that.
Yes,
y'all are not
do.
Cooking. Y'all not cleaning. Y'all not serving us. Y'all not like just being there to serve us, literally. Be our servant. And a lot of our mothers, they were serving and no one was serving them. And so to me, it's okay to clap. You were clapping. Everybody, they were serving everyone. No one was serving them. And so right now you have to be realistic. The opportunities that we have as women today, our mothers didn't have them. Our grandmothers didn't have them. A lot of our mothers and our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers, they fought for us to have the opportunities that we have today. Now, it doesn't mean that while I'm working and kicking butt out there in the corporate world or in television, in entertainment, or in medicine, it doesn't mean that when I come home, I won't take care of you. But I need you to see that you need to take care of me too. I deserve that. And so now that goes, now that goes to what I want in a man. I want a gentleman. I want a gentle man. Someone who's going to be gentle with me. Someone who's not going to just be a hard knock with me because they see me kicking it. Yes, when I'm on television, I'm kicking it. Yes, when I'm in the studio, I'm doing my thing. But when I come home, I want to be loved on too. It's okay to love on me. It's okay to make me dinner sometimes.
She showed the record back to Chris. Kristen, she said it's okay for you to cook her dinner sometimes.
It's okay.
Travis said he mean with an air fryer.
I think a lot of men, they think, oh, being a gentleman is just opening the door. And listen, I'm saying this based on my experience.
Right.
But it's not just open the doors or please and thank you. It's literally just being gentle with me. I deserve to be treated like a flower. Be soft with me. Don't yell at me. You know what I mean? Like, try to understand me. You know, I have a lot that's on my shoulders. And as black women specifically, we're at the bottom of the totem pole. I don't care what nobody says. In this world, we are at the bottom. I'm talking about in every facet, medicine. Like, we have a lot on our shoulders. And yes, I wanna be there for you, my black king, but can you be there for me too? Please, can you be gentle with me, please? That's what I'm looking for.
So I want to ask this question. I'll jump in
real quick. I just knew I was going to end with Stacy. But Jesse, woo, had to give us another thing to think about. And I promise you, this is going to be it. Because this conversation, like I told y'all, I had to bring it up to get y'all take. And I want to know your take. But Jesse, she is an influencer, YouTuber, as well as a host on Dish Nation. And the fact that her response to what was being said, especially the part of, you know, and her experience where she emphasized that, you know, men are looking for someone who, a woman who is cooking, cleaning, that, you know, they claim that we're not cooking, we're not cleaning, we're not doing all of those things. And they basically want their mom as a partner. I can see where she's coming from. I definitely can. I think it goes back to, and you know, when you listen to the whole episode, or if you do, you'll see where there are various opinions based off of what she said, and like how it goes back to what you definitely are looking for in a partner, and it goes back and forth. The fact that she said, you know, can you be gentle with me? Like, I can, you know, be this boss woman. Why do I have to be? Why am I less feminine? Or why am I feminine if I want to stay home and be with the kids? Or I just want to be home and relax? Like, why can't I be this boss lady and you come and take care of me just because? Like, what is it about feminine energy that is this permission for you to just go ahead and dote on me, or that's what you're looking for? And that's what made me start off the podcast episode in that way, of like, this whole notion of feminine energy is such a talked about thing, whereas why can't we just be there for each other? Why can't we just be partners for each other and acknowledge each other's wants and be there? Yes, exude what you're looking for, know what you want. But what happened to the days where I liked you, you liked me, we worked together, and we want to be team partners? What happened to those days? I think we go so many, like I said earlier in the podcast, we are looking for, what can this person do for me? And then we can be happy in this relationship. Versus, yes, how can I be in service of you? But how can we work together? Like Christian said, we are side by side in this. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not inferior over you. You're not superior to me. Like, how can we be a team? And I appreciate Jessie for saying, you know, she wants a gentleman, someone who's going to be gentle with her, who's going to be kind in his words to her, and knowing what she wants and wanting to be with a man who isn't looking for a replacement for his mother. You know what I mean? And men, you have to, again, me and a friend of mine, we always talk about, like, when we so hungry that we wish that we had a man who would cook for us. Men, you gotta be willing to want to cook for your family. Like, if you want a woman who's a boss lady, you appreciate a woman who goes after what she wants. When she comes home, don't expect her to cook and clean and take care of the kids. Like, what you doing? You know what I mean? Like, what are you also doing? Or, you know, if you're out here and you working hard and, you know, you providing for your family, you know, also, is your lady, is your partner, are they also taking care of you? And Jessie made a good point about, or she made a point rather, that mothers back in the day, they, you know, would wait on their husband hand and foot. They catered to their man, where it's like, oh, as soon as he came home, they were there at his beck and call. And, you know, would have to, as far as go into the bedroom and make sure that they were fulfilling their quote unquote wifely duties and sleeping with their man regularly. And although I think sex is very important in any relationship, it goes back to what this whole episode was talking about, which was knowing what you want, of course, but knowing when to take a break and allowing someone to, I am very, very strong on independence, meaning that you know who you are, you own who you are as an individual. Don't get to a place where you pretend in a relationship that you are so sure of who you are, and then when you're with somebody, you forget all of the things that you wanted, or you are afraid to be who you are with said person. So with that being said, even if you were home all day or you were working, you are two working adults in this relationship, and one comes home from work and they're just more tired than you, they had a really extreme day, but yet you're tired as well, maybe y'all order out. You know what I mean? Like, why is it that just because you do something, I have to automatically be your safety net? You know what I mean? Like, there are places where we have to also still connect into our individuality too within a relationship. Again, it all goes back to everybody is different. No relationship is the same. We all, and you have to know you. You have to know yourself at the core and own that. Do the work, evolve and grow so you can attract what you want. And just be out here not being selfish, you know, because at the end of the day, take a break when you need to, but don't be to the point where you're in a relationship that you are selfish with, you know, your wants and your needs. Speak life into someone else, be there for someone else, but tap into your individualism within that relationship when need be. I had this thought at the break. As much as we know what we want, are we allowing our ideal person to get in the way? I feel like with much growth, you definitely can weed through what you don't want, what you do want, what you like and you dislike, right? But are you willing to accept the package and how it comes to you? I recently had a revelation that I realized the ideal person in my head, the dream guy, was standing in the way of me meeting a really nice person, a really nice guy. I was hit on at Giant recently. I know it happened at the grocery store, y'all. To make a long story short, I was on, again, like I told y'all, I've been doing the work, the internal work, and I was feeling myself, but it was a Friday. Music was playing in this particular Giant, and I just found myself dancing alone in the aisle. And this gentleman, he caught me, and I stopped. I stopped before he caught me, and he walks by, and he's like, "Oh, don't stop dancing. Go ahead and feel yourself." And when he turns back, and he's like, "You're not single, are you?" I immediately lied, and I was like, "You know, yes, I am taken." And he was like, "Oh man, just my luck." And the reason why I turned him down, I know, is because physically he wasn't ugly or anything, but he wasn't my type, to make a long story short. But when I passed him a few times after that interaction, I was like, man, you know, I'm sorry I did lie, you know, and it wasn't like he did anything extravagant after that. But I think my initial reaction, once that wore off, and I was like, huh. You know, I should have just gave him my number. And I think, or I know, it's because I didn't give this man a chance to really know who he is. You know what I mean? Who knows if he's been doing the work and gone through the healing, and I would have met or gotten to know the guy, this guy at his core, right? And I didn't get the opportunity to do that. And even like after we left the grocery store, we ended up parking near to each other by happenstance, and he, you know, brings his cart back to, you know, where they all gather, you know, he's supposed to collect all the carts, and he goes back and he puts it down, and as he's leaving, he passes me and he was like, "Please have a great weekend." And you know, he took my, you know, I have someone, but yet he was still kind and, you know, so gracious and gentlemanlike in, you know, how he was with me. And so I bring it back to say that I think as women, we want a man to be gentle. We want a man to be kind and, you know, romanticize, you know, romance us and woo us and be a really great guy. But are we willing to accept it in a package that we not necessarily would want? Like, I know a lot of times, like, we all have it. I'm speaking to the women right now. We all have that one guy who hits us up consistently, wants to take us out, but yet we turned him down. You know, and I don't want to say like he's the quote unquote nice guy, because I do believe, you know, as we mature with age, we appreciate the nice guy. I don't think that's it. But for whatever reason, maybe there's qualities about him, or physically, we just not, we don't want to give him a chance, or we're still holding on to like a particular guy in mind, or, you know, the package, he has to be a package in a certain way, or even maybe it's his career, or maybe, you know, like his looks, we're just not willing to give him a chance. But yet he checks off all of the non-negotiables, right? For men, you know, are you willing to, are you open to the nice girl? Are you open to a girl who's kind of, you know, to the book, and, you know, maybe she has her, what, like, she'll, you know, like, out of her comfort zone moments, like, are you willing to give a woman outside of your type a chance? You know what I mean? So I think as much as we're out here doing the work, y'all, we also have to see our place in it too. Also, on the flip, when knowing what you want, is it even a relationship? I think society, again, pulls this narrative out of us that we need to be with somebody, that you can't be alone, or even family members too will tell you like, oh, you need to be married by this such and such time, you need a family by now. And we are holding on to this dream that really and truly we don't even want for ourselves. So really and truly, if you don't even want to be in a relationship, you know yourself well enough that you don't believe in monogamy. Don't be with someone who wants that, desires that. If you want to be in a polyamorous relationship, be out here and be in a polyamorous relationship with other people who want to be in the same thing as you. I feel like, and from my perspective, dating men, I find that a lot of the time, men aren't honest with themselves. So they pull women in this web, or they drag them along, and just lead them on to something that they don't even believe from themselves. They don't even want for themselves. Be open and honest. And the flip with women, if you're only dating a guy for free meals, or, you know, you're just trying to benefit from his finances, make sure he knows what you're up to doing. Make sure he's up to spoiling you just for that sole reason. Like, I feel like we lost, or everybody just trying to gain something. We're not truly trying to be there for each other in a relationship. And if you want to be in a relationship, it's okay to own that. It's okay to definitely want that. Just own it. And if you do want to be in a relationship, don't allow this imaginary person in your mind, or this person that you do know of and you would desire to want to be with them, don't allow that person to step in the way of you being blessed with someone who is truly for you and what you want and what you need. You know, don't allow that at all. So, I ask you this. Can you compliment what you're looking for and accept the package it comes in? I love you and I mean it. Peace.
Soul and Substance was produced by Nicole Ebanks. The Soul and Substance theme song was produced by Lawrence Ebanks. If you would like to ask for advice or leave comments, send an email to soulandsubstance25@gmail.com. For blog posts, visit soulandsub.wordpress.com and follow us on Instagram at soul.n.substance. That's soul.n.substance.